This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a really special show today, and I can honestly say that with all intentions. You know, we've talked a lot about a young man named Wes Johnson. Anytime Coach Wade Johnson's been on the show, it could have been the roundtable discussion show or this new show, the Get Strong show. And guess what? We actually have Wes Johnson with us today. First of all, my co-host on this show, Coach Wade Johnson. How you doing, Wade?
Great to be with you, Carl.
And then Wes Johnson, he does exist. How you doing, Wes?
Hey, bud.
All right, so a lot of us have talked about Wes on the show about when he was younger and he was powerlifting, and I want to talk a little bit directly to Wes and ask him some questions about those days, and then we'll find out what he's doing now. Wes, you started powerlifting at what age?
I think I did my first deadlift meet. I think it was deadlift only. It was 13.
12 years old.
I'm not 12 years old.
Do you remember what you deadlifted at 12?
305, 300.
That is correct. 305.
See, your dad really keeps track of this stuff because he's the one that's proud of it, right? Wes is like, I don't know. I think it was 305. But then you progressed pretty quickly in the ranks, didn't you? I remember, we were at a powerlifting competition where you were spotting, and I remember I've never seen anyone handle 100-pound plates and then use the adjective nimble fingers. I remember you taking 100-pound plates off the bars with your fingertips like they were 25-pound plates, and I thought, man, this kid is really strong. Talk about where you ended up when you were still powerlifting. What was your best squat, best deadlift, best bench press?
I believe in the gym, my best suited squat was 865. And competition is 805 is a squat. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, 585 is my best bench in competition. It could have been my bench only. And deadlift, if I'm not mistaken, is 585 was my best competition deadlift.
And how old were you at that time?
I think the APF meet was at 18 years old. And
no, you were, so you had just turned 17. He turned 17 in December. He competed in January.
Wow. Oh. 17 years old. Now, Wes, what was that like for you? I remember you. You've always been a quiet fella, very, very unassuming, I would say. There were a lot of powerlifters back then. I can't even remember their names, but they were always boisterous and loud and, you know, throwing themselves around. And you were very unassuming and quiet. What was it like at that age having that kind of strength? Did it make you feel different amongst your friends? Did it make you feel good about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody definitely looked up to me, especially when I walked into the gym, being that size and just handling weights that way. But yeah, it's kind of, looking at it now, realistically, it was no big deal, just the way being an athlete, knowing I was the best at that position and being the best. I guess I didn't really think of it too much, you know, just being positive about it.
You remember him being that way at that time, Wade? Of course you do. I know how proud you are of him. Do you remember, was he in private, was he more cocky, or was he always that laid-back kid?
Never cocky. I'll tell you a quick story about Wes. Probably when he was about 15, and he'll probably know where I'm going. Wes and I have always been very, very tight, very close. And he has I would say 99.99% of the time has always been respectful. I guess he was about 14 or 15. We had gotten a couple pairs of boxing gloves, and he begged me to spar with him. And I was like, Wes, let's not do this, you know, let's not. He goes, oh, come on. So anyway, long story short, I said, let's just work out, let's just spar a little bit. And it never fails. The young lion always wants to test
right.
the waters on the old lion.
Right.
And I could see it in his eyes. I said, no, don't, you know, I used to box and you punch me, I will react, you know, so let's just be careful. Well, without thinking about it, I see the eyes get really big, the pupils dilate, and he sits back, and I know he's about to try to freight train me. So when he throws that big hard right, I just took it, you know, a step back, and I stepped in, and I popped him in the nose with a right real fast and shot his head back. And that is about the most aggression he has ever had with me. And but he's always been quiet, always been unassuming, never has been cocky about his lifting. As a matter of fact, you know, he has always been very, very supportive. When he was 16, 17, 18 years old, you know, we all depended on him, you know, because he understands mechanics based on what his passions are like nobody else. And he always, when he was squatting over 800 pounds, you know, the guy that was squatting 400, his intensity was the same about helping that person achieve their goal, regardless of how much weight they were lifting.
Right.
So it's always been team. I want to train hard. I want to be the best, but I also want my teammates to be the best. He's always been a team guy. That is something I can say, you know, is very defining about him.
And that's a unique quality too, because a lot of people, it's all about them, and they really have no room for anybody else. Now, Wes, when did you decide that you didn't want to continue down that path? Because you got pretty big. I remember you looked like, in your teens, you looked like most men looked. I mean, you had a full beard back then, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
When did you say, you know, I've got all this power, I've got all this strength, I've got that t-shirt now, I think I want to go in a different direction. And then you started to focus on leaning out and being more bodybuilder-like.
Yeah, I think, you know, one day, correct me if I'm wrong, I think I was 17 or 18. I think I was at my heaviest, and we were
just for those who don't know, what was your heaviest?
I think one. I may have hit 350, but I think 345 was my max weight.
Okay.
However, we were still training in Hermitage and at Gaines Fitness. That's when I was declining heavy, squatting heavy, everything. I was rocking. You know, the whole team was there, and we were training one guy. I'm sure y'all may have talked about him, Chuck, or they call him Diesel. He's an older guy. At the time, he was probably between 50, 55, probably mid-fives in height, and probably my weight, but that height, 350. Not more. We're declining, I remember. And everybody was kind of taking a break. I think we were going into sets of eights after heavy sixes. And Chuck kind of, I don't know, he was off that day, and he kind of came over and sat down next to me really hard and just told me he was dizzy. And kind of alerted my dad. We just kind of kept an eye on him, and all, you know, essentially he walked up, went to the ground, and long story short, he had a massive heart attack there in the gym.
I remember that.
And you know, it just the whole situation kind of frightened me a little bit. You know, I just kind of want to do something different.
I think that's a healthy reaction, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I think that's a healthy.
I knew the profound effect that. I mean, you know, Chuck was, you know, one of our best friends, and went way out of his way to train with us and to help at meets and stuff like that. So when Chuck passed, that was a pretty hard lick for both Wes and I.
For you too. I remember, Wade. You went into a little depression for a little while.
It really bothered me. It was one of those things where, you know, Chuck was one of those guys that had done so well for himself, hit a streak of bad luck, and just as he was, you know, kind of coming out of it and coming around and, you know, digging himself out of a hole, I mean, just literally out of nowhere, we're warming up, we're laughing, we're chatting, and then like Wes said, you know, he sat real heavy and it was really strange, and I immediately had the gym owner call 911, and within 5 minutes he was dead in my arms.
Yeah.
You know, so that, you know, and this is the first I'm hearing Wes talk about it like this, to be quite honest. Yeah, we've never talked about it.
And so that at that moment, Wes, you thought to yourself, well, you know what, maybe I need to start pursuing something different. So was your first step to try to drop a bunch of weight?
Yeah, well, I kind of did transformation. I dropped down to 275s pretty quickly. I still felt really strong at 275. Obviously, not as strong as being a 350 man. 275s were strong. I was going higher in my sets. Obviously, not competing, but yeah, definitely into trying to get into the bodybuilding realm of thing. Kind of see where I could take myself with that. And I think I'm still working on that. It's been really a long process. And that's another part of it. You know, I moved to Knoxville, you know, because I met Joni, my wife now. And, you know, I want to take the next step with that. And everything's gone perfectly. I've been doing better than I deserve. So I cannot complain there. But, yeah. But, you know.
All right, here's what I want to do. I want to take a break. I got a lot of questions for you, and then we're gonna kind of change directions a little bit because you are a physical therapist now, right?
I'm a massage therapist.
Okay, massage therapist. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Massage therapist for the past 6 years.
Well, I want to talk about some things that maybe some corrective procedures and stuff like that, especially since you do understand kinesiology so well. Your dad used to tell me that you used to watch him and tell him what he could do better in some of the movements, and you were spot on every single time. So we're going to talk about that, too, a little bit later in the interview. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson and his son, Wes Johnson. We've talked about him on the show many times. We're going to get a chance to meet and learn more about him as soon as we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. This is the Get Strong Show. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstaking processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See Eye Drops.
drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson, and we're joined by his son, Wes Johnson. And many of you have heard about Wes. We've talked about Wes different times in different shows. And as you can see, at a young age, he developed a great deal of strength as a competitive powerlifter, but then made some life choices that took him in a different direction, and now he looks more like a bodybuilder than a powerlifter. Wes, do you ever miss the strength? Do you ever find yourself, and I know that you're very unassuming, so I don't see you as the guy at the party who goes, well, I used to squat 800 pounds. You probably keep that to yourself, I have a funny feeling, but do you ever think to yourself, man, I miss that?
Yeah, you know, it's, and then going back to what we were talking about, I guess taking it for granted is not the right word, but just not knowing how strong I was at the age. And, you know, getting, you know, being back in Mount Juliet, we have, I've started lifting, you know, past 6-8 weeks. I've started lifting heavier a little bit. Higher reps, you know, sets of 6, 8, 10. But, you know, increased my calories, kind of seeing what I can take my muscle size to and my strength at the same time. So I'm trying to recharge a little bit, see where it can take me, you know.
And and this question is really for both of you. So you and your dad have experienced a unique bond, a bond that is envied by most fathers, perhaps not sons, but by most fathers. And how much of that is just your personality and his personality? How much is that of that is because you guys trained so closely in powerlifting at such a young age? What do you think, Wes?
Of course, at a young age, everything that he said, I obviously did, and the training techniques and everything. Being away from it a little bit and doing my own thing for a little while, and I actually doing some personal training and massage work, you know, I've obviously made it a hybrid, a little bit of his training and what I think works better for me and for certain clients or athletes, if you have it. So,
but I mean, do you think that you would have been as close with your dad had it not been for both of you loving powerlifting so much?
Let's see. Yeah, probably that probably helped out a ton, I would say. What do you think?
Well, I think the thing, Wes and I were, I'll tell you vividly, I was living in Mount Juliet. He was living in McMinnville at the time, about an hour and a half drive. And we were driving back one day, and he had been interested in lifting. This is probably when he was about 13 years old. And he and I were talking, and we always talked about lifting because he was always passionate about it. And his mother had got him a gym membership close to, within walking distance from his house. And, you know, we would talk about training and he'd, you know, going and working out and things like that. And we were driving, I'd picked him up. We were driving back to Mount Juliet and he goes, I want to be a power lifter. And I told him, I said, Wes, I don't want you to do this because it's what I'm doing, or you think, you know, I want you, you know, or that you have to do this. If you want to do this, I will help you. But I only want you to do it, you know, if that's what you want to do. And I said, can you tell me why? And this is what he said to me. He goes, I think I'm really good at it, and I think I have the potential to be great, and I think you can help me be great. You know, and I mean, what dad doesn't want to hear that?
Right.
And, but Wes and I mean, Wes and I would go, when he was two, he and I would spend hours going fishing and things of that nature. So he and I were always close, but the common bond, the thread with him and I is just, is the training, is being in the gym. It's an interesting perspective now to have, now that I'm older and watching him as a young man, you know, he's training clients, and when you see the people that he's coaching and that he's training, and even my crew, you know, you see the trust, you know, that these people have in him. There's that common thread that he and I have, that what was already a strong bond, I mean, this is something that if I live to be 80, Wes and I'll probably be in the gym tinkering around doing something.
Yeah.
You know, so it's that thing that kind of took it, you know, to a new level for him and I.
And you know, and the reason I ask this question is because there's parents out there right now. You know, parents are always looking for ways to help guide their children, but more importantly, to be closer to their kids. Parents have a hard time being close to their kids because kids, it's the natural inclination of a child to become autonomous. That's the goal, which means that they want to separate themselves from you. So this is a wake-up call to anybody out there listening to the show that has a child, could be very young, could be in their early teens, could even be in their early 20s. It's never too late to say to your child, you want to go to the gym with me today, or you want to go, you know, do some wind sprints. Physical culture is a great way to bond with others. We know that, right? You have training partners. We have friends at the gym that we look forward to. They're like family. Well, why not share that with one of your children or all of your children? I mean, it's just really important message. It sounds understated. It's like, oh, well, yeah, I know that, but are you doing it? That's the question. You know it, but are you doing it? Are you taking your kid to the gym? Probably not. And don't worry about them being bored, because I'll tell you something else. And I'm going to be very presumptive here, okay? And so take it in the spirit that it's meant. But Wes wanted you to come back hard that day with the boxing gloves. He knew. He wanted to see his day. He wanted to.
Oh, he sure did. He wanted to see. Wanted to test the waters.
Because he wants to feel deep down in his heart, man, my dad is a capable dude, you know? He wanted that. He didn't want to punch you out. He wanted you to punch him out. And I know the people going, Carl, that's crazy. Trust me, I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. Every son wants to know their father is strong. Because you know why? Because then they start believing in themselves that they can be strong.
Right.
So I think that's a wonderful story, and that's what I got from it. Wes wanted you to turn up the heat. I want to see what you can do, Dad, because I want to be proud of you. So take your kid to the gym once in a while.
Let me tell you a quick story.
Yeah, please.
And I don't want to take too much
away.
I'll do this as quick. My first full meet, I had lifted in a bench meet. I'd done a push-pull. And, I mean, you won't talk about green. I was so green. But I was like the strong guy at the gym. Wes couldn't have been any more than 10 years old. And his mother agreed to keep him out of school on a Friday. I lived in Hermitage at the time and drove to McMinnville. We scooped him up in his Nintendo or game system and packed up and off we went. And we went to Oak Ridge and spent the night, and the next day competed. I had never squatted 600 pounds at the time. And at the meet, I squatted 615. And I hope he doesn't mind me sharing this with you guys. You got to understand, he's been around weightlifting, but he's never seen me go balls out. You know, there's a bunch of lifters. There's 100 people there in this crowded little, you know, hotel ballroom. And I squatted 615, and the place erupts and all that kind of stuff. This is back in the 90s. And when I got done, I'm in the warm-up area just kind of cooling my jets, you know, getting ready to warm up for bench. And Wes comes in, and he has this this difficult look, like he is about to cry. So I was like, well, something's wrong. You know, I wonder what happened. So I walk up to him and I go, Wes, are you okay, son? Now you got to understand, there's all these big giant guys. You know, we're all sweaty, we're all, you know, tough guys and everything. Wes throws his arms around me, does not care who is around, tells me he is so proud of me, and he just busts out in tears.
That is such an awesome story.
See, and that made, you know, it's like, well, no matter what happens from here, you know, for a moment, you know, I'm my own son's hero.
Right.
And I think, you know, him watching, you know, that made an indelible mark on him, you know, that with his pursuits. So I just thought I would share.
No, that's a fantastic story, and it's a very emotion. I mean, it makes me even feel emotional. I think of my own son in the context of that. I think it's wonderful, and that's even more reason why people should they engage in physical culture activities with their children. I mean, it's wonderful. It's natural. It's like us being lions and tigers. You know, I mean, it's like this is what they do. They teach their cubs, and the cubs want to be proud of them, and
right.
That's wonderful.
Well, let me tell you another quick story.
No, go ahead.
And Wes will laugh at this. I had taken him home. This is still before he moved in with me. He's a big kid, even back then. I don't know why we were doing this. We were on the back porch of the house, and we were doing this sumo kind of wrestling fighting, you know, the push,
yeah,
slapping.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we were going at it. I mean, you know, it's... You got to understand, at that point in time, both of us were 300-plus pounds, so it's two big guys.
Right.
And, you know, in McMinnville, I would say, is somewhat, kind of a small town, you know, rural area. People were stopping their cars. Wes and I were so oblivious. We were having a good time, really pushing each other. And then both of us stopped and kind of looked out of the corner of our eyes. You know, I think people thought we were, like, going toe-to-toe and fighting, and we weren't. We were just wrestling. And so we kind of looked and saw people, you know, stopping, so we scampered in the house before someone called the cops.
Yeah, right, because day and age, you get a domestic violence charge for something
sure,
like that.
Sure, sure. But that was, you know, that was the relationship he and I had.
It's like a big daddy silverback and a baby silverback. I mean, that's wonderful. It's a great story.
Well, let me put it to you this way. There was a point in time, he's not like this like he used to be, thank God. If we were in a store, you know, some department store, and he found a ball when he was a teenager, I better be watching him, because wherever he was at, he was going to hurl it at me. Football, basketball, it didn't matter.
So it was spontaneous dodgeball with him.
It would be, I mean, there have been more than, I remember one time, I think we're at Walmart, and I hope we can say that on the air.
Yeah. Maybe they'll sponsor, who knows?
He found a football, and I am like, I'm in the same aisle, but I am way far away from him. I hear him holler, and about the time I turn, the football is coming at me. You know, so because I can't behave any better than him, we're throwing this football 100 feet from each other. Some person, I guess, hears the commotion. That works there, walks into the aisle and sees these two 300-plus pound guys throwing the football. He kind of shrugs his shoulders and does an about face and just walks away.
Yeah, like, what am I going to do? Let them do it.
He's like, I'm not messing with those guys. And we weren't trying to be disrespectful. We were just having a good time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's the kind of situation Wes and I
have. These are good stories. These are stories that every parent wants to have with their child. And look at this. This is all a process of physical culture, engaging in physical culture activities with your children. These are wonderful stories. I bet Wes, do you remember these stories when he's telling them? Are you like, oh yeah, I remember that?
Absolutely. Yeah. especially the firing off on each other sumo style. I remember that vividly.
And you loved it, I bet, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just the same way, kind of challenging each other without, getting punched in the face.
You know, before we go into the break, I have to say something. There's a legacy here that's occurred, and we're watching it. So whenever your dad talks about your grandfather, you can tell how much admiration he had for your granddad, right? And I can tell that you have admiration for him, for your dad.
Yeah.
And that's a legacy. That's a wonderful legacy. Some people pass down alcoholism. You know what I mean? It's like, this is wonderful to have respect for your dad, recognize that strength is a good thing, but also to know that because you have strength, you have a responsibility to temper it with kindness, gentleness, and lovingness. And that's something that I think that your family has really accomplished, Wade. I got to be honest with you. I know your dad was hard with you when he had to be, but your dad also was very gentle with you from the stories you've told.
Of course.
And I'm talking about your granddad too, Wes. You know what I mean?
He was with Wes. He wasn't near as gentle.
Yeah.
Well, I'll never forget, Wes was little. My nephew, my sister's son, Dustin is about maybe not quite a year older than Wes. They were 4 or 3 years old in that area, and they are just tearing ass through my dad's house. They're just destroying stuff, raising Cain, having a great time. And I'm like going, boys, you know, I'm going, hey, simmer down. And my dad grabs my arm and he goes,
let him play.
Hey, do what?
Let him play, right?
He goes, hey, they're fine. They're just boys. And I remember looking at my dad and going, who in the hell are you? Are you kidding me?
Right. Right, because when you used to do when you used to do that stuff, he would tell you, "Stop it! Stop running through the house!"
Oh,
right?
he'd bust my fanny is what he would do. But I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, time has a way of, you know, of simmering you down, and it certainly did for him. And you know, my dad fortunately was around long enough to see Wes, you know, grow up and become a young man and see how strong he was. And that, you know, the base of my strength came from my dad. It was never about lifting weights. He and I never lifted weights, but he'd work my fanny off out on the farm. And we did some of the craziest feats of strength I ever did, you know, was when I was with him. And I've seen him do just things that I would never dream of, just brute strength. And he was a boxer. And he was not someone, you know, to mess with. Even as an older man, I remember vividly him knocking out a guy backhanding him because he was being a butt, and this was in his mid-50s, knocked him out with a backhand. Right. So he was kind of a different guy from a different era, but he certainly had a huge impact on my life and certainly had an influence on Wes's life as well.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to change up the topics. We're going to talk to Wes about things that we can do. And also, you know what I'd really like to talk about too, is selecting the right massage therapist, because every place you go today, there's massage therapists. But you know what? Some of them are bad. Some of them can hurt you. At worst, they can hurt you. At best, they can do you no good. And I want to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. This is the Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson. We're joined by his son, Wes Johnson. This is a family affair. I wish I would have had Sly and the Family Stones queued up. We'll be right back.
This is one of those things, I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, so we're talking with Wes Johnson. We're joined here. My co-host on this show is Coach Wade Johnson. And we're going to change the topics a little bit to an area that I feel that really Wes can help a lot of us out. So, you know, I have a membership to one of these massage chains, and it's really quite hit and miss whether or not I get somebody who knows what they're doing, especially when it comes to a massage that I'm looking for as an older athlete. I've been hurt by massage therapists, literally. I mean, come away from them thinking, oh, man, I have an injury now that I didn't have when I walked in and laid on the table. And or not really gained anything, any benefit from the massage. And I've been relegated now, Wes, to the point where I go in to the massage therapist and I say, look, just give me a relaxing massage. I just want to be asleep when you're done. Right. Don't do anything fancy. Don't give me a sports massage. Don't Ralph me. Don't do anything because I don't want to get off of this massage table and have new injuries. And that's been my experience. So with the influx of massage therapists that you must see yourself, what question should I be asking when I choose a massage therapist?
I mean, definitely each therapist has a different client that, you know, that a client would like, I would say. I'll just tell you about myself, you know, with my work and the way I was taught, you know, on a pain scale of 1 to 10, you never go past a 7 and you stay in touch with your client. You know, so that's my goal with a massage is to do as much work, because I do separation definition work, which is intense work. But, you know, don't go past the pain level. Don't cause trauma, which is what you're saying, is that your therapist went past his skill level and just attempted something on you. But, you know, just taking the time to warm up the tissue And, you know, and as from a client's perspective, I guess you could say, you know, choose, like, judge your therapist, like, you know, you, because you want the right one, and try a different one, especially if you're, you know, part of a member
organization, right?
Clinic-based, yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, Wes. So I have very painful shoulders. I'm 55 years old, and you know, I'm obviously I'm not planning on quitting training, and I have to work around a lot of injuries, and I have very, very painful shoulders, especially the front heads of my shoulders. And I'm not sure if I'm starting to come to the conclusion, quite frankly, that it's not my shoulders, but it's my bicep. What do they call the bicep tendon that fits into that little notch that goes up underneath your shoulder? That's actually the problem. But anyway. Whenever I ask a therapist and they say, well, what do you want me to do? I say, well, I've got painful shoulders. If you work on my shoulders, they don't really do anything to my shoulders. It's like, I don't, a lot of massage therapists, I think, don't know what to do with shoulders. What do you do with shoulders? If somebody comes in and says, look, my shoulders are really painful, what can you do for me?
I mean, most of the time, just, you know, again, I've been a therapist 6 years and I've been a lead therapist for probably, about 3 years, so.
And you've been, but you've also been an athlete, so you understand, you know, right. What's going on here, too.
Right. Most of the time, especially, mostly it's mechanics, like most of the, like what you're saying with your shoulders, everybody's protracted. You'll always see, generally the older they are, their chin will be forward, their shoulders will be forward. So my goal whenever, especially with shoulders, because that's, you know, the neck, shoulders, that's a big deal, cervical area, is pecs. Pecs are the big thing. Pec
really?
Minor, pec major. Yeah. If I can get those pecs opened up for you, and even the biceps, because, you know, everything's an anchoring system, and your anchoring system is just forward, so we got to loosen up your anterior muscles so your body will be balanced out. So, yeah, pecs are the big thing. Biceps, like you said, lats. Lats get, you know, they get tapered up next to the rib cage in the intercostal area, and that they'll actually pull you down forward, or to the side, or you'll have a, you know, a tighter side through your back. But yeah, definitely.
Okay, so if you get the pecs to open up and loosen up, if you get the lats to open up and loosen up. Does the push pull of this process then mean now you got to get the scapulas to pull back harder?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just pretty much the whole shoulder girdle, like the pecs, lats, you know, everything on the scapula, you know, the teres, everything.
Do you ever do this? I had one massage therapist when I was living in Phoenix, Wade. When I was living in Phoenix, I had this one massage therapist that was really good for me, but I was only there for a short period of time. I found him too late. He used to take my hand and put it behind my back. You know how sailors do that thing where they put one hand behind their back and one hand at their stomach? They do that little sailor dance. He would take my one hand and put it behind my back. He would grab my elbow and he would pull it back. And stretch the whole front of the, and I would feel it in my pec and in my shoulder, and he would pull that back and dig his fingers into my shoulders at the same time. Is that a sensible approach for somebody?
You know, again, it's called flying the scapula, or the people have different names for it. But, if I attempted something like that on you, then I would take the time to warm, you know, your whole shoulder girdle up.
Mm.
That way I'm not causing trauma when I'm taking your cold shoulder and trying to crank it behind your, you know, your back. And that's where I think bad therapists come in. They kind of go past their skill level. And so, again, for the listeners, I would just say, you know, kind of feel out the massage, see what you think. And, you know, if you trust them, then as long as you're comfortable and you trust their work, I think you'll respond well.
And then what about just going in and getting a relaxing massage? Do you think that has any therapeutic effect post-workout to just, look, I just lay down, Wade, and I go, the guy or the girl say to me, okay, what, do you want a sports massage? You want this? I say, look, I want to be asleep when you're done. I want you to massage me. I want you to massage me the way my mom used to rub my back when I was a kid. I want you to just relax me, work my whole body, but don't do any digging, and just, I want to be asleep. And literally, I am snoring at some point in time of the massage. So you think, Wes, do you think that that has any effect on me at all?
Absolutely. anytime you're getting body work, manual work, you're not only the muscles, you're manipulating all the body systems. So, you know, your lymphatic fluid, you know, your water retention. I mean, I could just go on about it. But I actually get two massages a month, one being a heavy massage, and another one, just like you're saying, a relaxing massage, just to get my, kind of balance myself. And with my work, if somebody comes in with wants relaxation, my goal is just to get blood flow through the entire body and just balance them, basically. Balance their hips, mainly.
Wade, has Wes ever given you a massage?
Oh, several times. He has fussed at me more than once when he lived in Knoxville, probably up until he and probably about a year or two out from him and Joni getting married. I was up there fairly frequently, I would say probably once every 2 months, and he would work on me. And then a girl that they went to the same school, the girl that does some massage for they swap out massage work. She does some work on me. But Wes was integral as I was pursuing the 2,400-pound total between him and a guy that's an actual kinetic therapist friend of mine, you know, putting me back together several times. One of the things when he was telling you about where he works on the lats, mine, because of all the heavy lifting and being so big, he would have to break up the adhesions where the lats would curl up on my rib cage. Mm-hmm. I mean, my traps and my forearms were always something that were a problem. And it was just, you know, the wear and tear and the constant pounding. And I remember him telling me, he goes, man, if you were a client of mine, I would charge you $100 an hour. And then he, you know, because of my
the work that he had to do, right?
Yeah, you know, well, the size and how deep he'd have to go. But I remember he told me when I was at my biggest how he would, he goes, I have to treat your forearms like I would do a regular athlete's, you know, leg.
Right.
And, but it, you know, it's something that he has done, quite a bit. When he had just got done with school and he was, you know, having to do, you know, practice and stuff like that, a former training partner of mine was a massage therapist. And I'd had work done before. And he was like, well, I don't want to put you to sleep. And I was like, I've had a massage before, and I barked at him and everything. And so he gets done with the massage, and he gives me a bottle of water because he's telling, you know, all this dopamine and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just sitting there. We're watching football, and I'm like, I don't know who he thinks he is. This isn't my first rodeo. Then about an hour later, I woke up, and he was still sneering at me, you know. So, yes, he's worked on me extensively. And he is my son, but I can tell you something. I mean, he understands the body,
yeah,
you know, like no other. And so he's right. It's one of those things where you have to find the person, you know, give your therapist feedback, because they, you know, when they first meet you, they don't have a clue. They don't know what you've been doing. So give them as much information. And one of the things, when Wes says he's staying in touch with the client, his hands never leave the client. That person on the table always knows where Wes is at.
Right.
Because it's just like with the coaching and anything else. Trust is everything.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to, you know, a woman, even a guy, is not going to go get a massage by someone that creeps him out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know? And you're right. And because you're laying there face down, you know, in your skivvies or no skivvies at all. And the last thing you want to do is, like, all of a sudden the person disappears for 5 minutes. And the first thing I think of is they're rifling through my pants. And, you know, like, what are they doing? Go, but no, you're right. Absolutely right. That's an important factor that you don't even think about. I want to take a last commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk to Wes about my injury and see if he has any suggestions from both being a powerlifter and a massage therapist. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented chill right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson and his son Wes Johnson today, and we've been talking a little bit about massage therapy and how to choose a massage therapist. Massage is very important. I'm a huge believer in the importance of massage, but getting a good therapist is obviously challenging, and when you get one, you got to keep it. During the break, I was thinking of something funny. So, Wade, when you were talking about, like, if a massage therapist creeps you out or something, I had a massage therapist one day here in town in Louisville, a nice enough girl, but her sneakers stunk. And when I was face down in that chair and she was working on my shoulders, I had to breathe in the smell of those stanky sneakers. And I didn't have the heart to tell her afterwards. I just, you know, I don't know why I should have said to her, look, you know, because I don't know what her personal situation is. I don't know if she's struggling financially. I don't know, you know, and I just kind of felt bad. And when I got out of that room, I was like, that was the worst massage I've ever had. And she was good. She was good with her hands, but I couldn't unlock from the fact that her sneakers stunk so bad. And it was like they were wafting right into my face when she was on that end of the table.
Nice. I don't have an answer for that.
I do. Instead of giving her a tip, I bought her a pair of sneakers. No, that's what I should have done. That's what I should have done. But anyway, I injured myself recently, Wes. I was deadlifting, and I wasn't really handling any weight that I haven't handled before. But I made a really big mistake. And in retrospect, and maybe you can cue me in on this. Maybe I should have stretched. You know, I'm not a person who stretches. But this particular day, as I was coming up in the weight, I noticed I had awareness of my hamstrings. They felt tight, tighter than normal. And I didn't know if I thought to myself, well, maybe I'm just not getting down deep enough. Maybe I'm, you know, out of position and so on. And so I was on my way to 550 and I had 500 in my hands and I came up with it and I didn't feel right. So I dropped the weight, but instead of screwing back into the deck and getting my position and coming all the way down with my butt, I just grabbed the bar again and thought, well, I'll just push my ass down and come up with it. And I ended up doing what was tantamount to a 500-pound stiff leg deadlift. And I, what's the proper terminology? An avulsion when you tear the muscle off the bone?
Holy cow, yeah. I guess, yeah, you tore it off.
Yeah, I tore two left leg hamstring muscles, the bicep femoris and semitendinous muscles.
Yeah.
I tore them off, and I opted not for surgery for a variety of reasons that I've talked about openly on the show in the past, so I'm not going to bore people with that again. But here's the interesting thing, Wes. So I put my hands on my hamstrings and I contract them, and I can't tell that there's, I mean, I know that there's a little lump in there when I sit down, and the MRI showed that there was 6 centimeters of retraction on these two muscles. So they've obviously pulled pretty far away from the bone. But at this point in time, I can't tell anything strength wise. And I can't tell anything when I flex my hamstrings. That feels like the whole ham, when I flex my hamstrings and grab my right one and my left one, I'm prodding around. I can't find, like, I expect to feel like, oh, well, these muscles aren't contracting over here. They're just kind of limp, just hanging there. I feel like my whole hamstring is still contracting. I'm confused.
You're asking me.
Any opinions on this? Is it possible that are the bicep femoris and semitendinous muscles small contributors to hamstring, or are they two big muscles?
Well, yeah, you have three different bellies in your hamstring, but I mean, no, they're all three of them are pretty good size, just like the quad, the medius, and the vastus. But I'm still not very sure what you're asking me as far as.
Well, I guess, like, I'm confused. I squatted the other day. I did some light. I did some. Normally, I do stiff leg deadlifts with 345. That's my top weight, and usually for 8 reps. And I did some stiff leg deadlifts with 225, and it was no problem. I'm confused because at this point in time, other than MRIs showing that I've torn these muscles, I don't notice anything about strength in my left hamstring. And is that odd, you think, or you think that's common?
To me, just hearing it sounds odd. How long ago was this?
Right before the Olympia. So what was that, about 7 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago?
Yeah, I was going to say 2 months tops.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I will say this, and I talk openly about my use of peptides. I was in, but keep in mind that what I'm about to say doesn't reattach anything, but I did inject 600 micrograms of mechano growth factor intramuscularly directly into the area every single day for 3 weeks. And I don't know if that just made things heal faster, but it had a heel broken. It's not like it's going to make the muscle go back up and reattach. I'm just baffled. And the only thing I can come away with, Wade, is this. You know all those rat studies that they do where they cut one of the hind limbs on a rat to test if something causes hypertrophy? I'm wondering if the muscle that's left behind is going to start doing double duty.
Well,
Wes said something. Let me just get, what do you think, Wes?
Yeah, I agree. I'm sure he's going to phrase on it. Like, essentially it will. Go ahead, Pops.
Well, I think probably what I wouldn't say it's a misdiagnosis. I mean, you had an MRI, but I would say that there's probably more tissue that is connected. There's been a tear probably where it connects to the bone, but it hasn't completely detached. You've had some separation. And, you know, the degree of the injury can vary. I mean, they're going in there and there's only one way, and it's just like the doctor told you. He goes, we can open you up, and it could be any myriad of things. He when we talked about this the last show.
Right.
He was as unsure, you know, as he was, you know, anything.
He was more unsure if they could reconnect it. He said, we're going to open you up, and if we can't pull those muscles back into place, then we're just going to sew you back up. He says, because they may have kind of, what's the word he used, you know, scar tissued themselves into place there. But, I think that, but the jury is not out. It's decisive that I tore these two muscles off the bone because they're visible. But what I guess I'm wondering is, if, as you're saying, maybe these muscles are connected in a web. And so you got this web with like a dozen connections and you tore two of them off. So you still have 10 connections. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you have the white tissue and it forms into the red tissue, the muscle bellies and stuff. But yeah, it's kind of like a wet webbing. You like, again, I'll go back to my anchoring system. It's a webbing. Like you have the red tissue, your muscle tissue, then it goes into your white. So probably what happened, like when you tore your hamstrings, you, maybe 50% on these two heads or more probably. And yeah, like how are your numbers? Are your numbers the same or?
I'm not deadlifting and I'm not going to, in fact, I'm going to start trap bar deadlifting. By the way, wait, I have a great idea for a product. We'll talk about it later. But anyway,
right on.
I'm going to just start trap bar deadlifting. That should get me more into a balanced squat position where I'm doing as much with the, you know, with the quads as I am with the hamstrings and glutes and so on. And I did heavy hip thrusts the other day. I only went up to 315. I've done hip thrusts with 500 pounds for 6 to 8 reps before. I can feel that I can go back up there. So I'm just going to work around it for now. I don't see myself doing any, max, deadlifts any longer. I'm 55 years old. I got to keep what I can keep for the rest of the journey. So I'm not going to test it. Let's put it that way. I'm not going to test it. But it's just interesting to me.
Yeah. But like with, say, the webbing you were talking about, like I recently, probably within, I guess, a year exactly now, I had an injury where I was doing lat pull-ups in a doorway where the lat bars that lock into your doorway.
Right.
You probably know.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, I was lighter. I was at 220 at the time. And I was doing really, really fast. And long story short, my chest hit the lat bar. It unlocked. And when I went down, I was fast enough to catch myself. But I pretty much dumped into the hole. Basically, my ass literally hit my ankles. Both knees popped. Ice and everything, but over the next 2 weeks I had pain in the right knee. So that's the same thing. And back to your training and stuff like that, or what somebody should do or what you should do, is again back to balance. You know, if this injury is, you know, causing, you know, your leg to go out or in, or for you not to be able to squat a certain way, then you want to kind of balance. So for me, I was focusing on my hamstrings, focusing on certain movements, you know, slowly, because I didn't do any legs, only a recumbent bike for 5 weeks, just to kind of rehab it.
Right. What do you think, Wade? I mean,
here's my thing, and I've seen this over and over again. Now, I have seen real detachment, where not only did you were the muscle completely detached from the bone and had to be completely reattached. I've seen that happen, and people have surgery and come back from that. But I've also seen people pop ACLs and still squat. I don't know how, but they do. And I think in what I would tell you is let your pain threshold be your guide. You obviously don't, you know, everything you do. Let me take a step back. The biggest issues I see in the gym is twofold. One is people simply do not do enough to warm up. And the older we get, the more crucial that becomes. At my biggest, when I squatted 1,040, I did three sets of five with various stances with a 55-pound bar before I did anything. Mm. And it's the same when we're in the gym, when I go to deadlift, before I ever touch a bar, I'm doing pull downs, I'm doing shrugs, I'm doing some light leg extensions and leg curls before I ever touch a barbell. We simply don't take enough time and budget enough time in our sessions to warm up. And the other thing is, just like you, what you said, ultimately in this situation, you probably weren't warm or warm enough, or
right.
you didn't heat. There was a warning sign. My hamstrings, you know, it's one of those things where you have to listen to your body.
Yeah.
And that's oversimplification, but the short version is, you know, you get warning signs. And, you know,
I ignored it. You're right.
And so, you know, and you have to take what that session gives you and get out and recoup. But the other thing is form. That I see that cost people so many times. It's like, put it down, and they, you know, they want to dig through and get it, you know. So it's one of those things where that seems to be the two biggest issues. But in your case, I would do whatever I could do and do with minimum pain. You know, the sharp pain, the stuff where you go, I might be hurting myself.
Right.
You know, and see what you can do. The activity is going to be healing. The pumping the blood in the area is going to be healing. Now, is that going to reattach your hamstring?
No.
No, it's not going to. But can it strengthen it up, you know, to where you can push yourself a little bit? Most certainly. I think Wes is spot on. A lot of times, you know, muscular imbalances is really what causes a lot of issues. You know, so make sure that you're training in a balanced manner. And I think the trap bar is a great idea. It's, you know, because it ergonomically you're going to be in a much, much better position.
What's the biggest problem with a trap bar? I'm going to ask you first. I'm going to ask Wes. What's the biggest problem deadlifting with a trap bar, Wade?
I think because it's not something that is as commonplace as perhaps it used to be, you know, several years ago, is it can be awkward because you know you've got that neutral grip and you're gonna sit a little higher in the hole than you typically would. The weight is at your side versus in front of you.
Right.
The big thing is that if the trap bar is if you have a deficiency in form, is going to expose it very quickly because that bar will swing, you know, like a pendulum. Wherever the pivot point
Bingo.
Is, that weight is going to swing to
okay.
where it's.
But now,
Wes, what is the
big difficulty using a trap bar to deadlift? You know, your dad said something. Now, you know, if it's not in the right place, it starts to swing. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't do a whole lot. I'm getting back into the trap bar deadlifts, but again, you're basically challenging your body to do something it's not used to doing, and in terms that'll help balance. Again, with trap bar, I guess, you know, with everything, with quads, you know, glutes, everything. But yeah, basically, like you said, it'll bring you back on your heels a little bit. You'll have to tighten everything up a little more, you know, and again, you'll be challenging yourself and working different muscle groups.
Well, for me, the reason I don't deadlift with a trap bar is I can't find the center to grab the thing where it isn't tilting forward or tilting backwards. And I don't know if anybody else has this problem, but I have a solution for it, Wade. And I actually thought about it when I started thinking, well, I'm going to have to start deadlifting with the trap bar. And how can I, and I have an idea for a modified trap bar.
Right on.
So there you go. I have a hard time finding the center. So I'll grab the trap bar and I'll come up with it and the front will want to tilt down. If I'm too far forward, the back will want to tilt down. And I spend more time trying to get the trap bar to cooperate than I do deadlifting.
Well, I think what I find in the gym, because we use it, my group, we use it in my client base as well. We use, it's the foundation of pulling for us. We do three main movements. We front squat, we trap bar deadlift, that's where our heavy pulling is done, and then we pull, you know, competition style from the floor. The biggest thing, most people because you're trying to find the center of the grip.
Right.
And it's not. Wherever you think your center of gravity is, your hands probably need to be a finger to two finger widths forward. Because here's the thing with deadlift, and it's even more so with the trap, because that bar wants to swing away from you because of the openness of the bar. it's not enough to pull straight up. You have to pull up and back simultaneously. And it's even more so because now you're higher. You're out of the hole. You're sitting higher in the pocket because a lot of trap bars are, people use them in a raised handle way so you can overload. You can use a heavier weight.
Right.
And so, and again, that neutral grip, it now the arms become a pendulum. You're not pulling against your shins. It's floating.
Right.
So that's where, and what that's telling you is not your grip issue, is your balance issue. The stabilizers will get hammered using a trap bar.
Yeah.
And it's different than the straight bar.
I'm just going to start out with one plate on each side, and I'm just going to learn to love the trap bar because it's going to be my friend going forward, I can tell you.
Keep trap bar deadlifting in.
Anyway, listen, it's been great having Wes on the show, and I want to invite people, if you have questions for Wes as it relates to an injury that you have that you're working through, send those questions to onair@superhumanradio.com. We'll get him to Wes. We'll have him back on the show and have him answer those questions. Wade, go ahead and plug your websites real quick.
You can find Wes and I. We post our workouts at weightliftingdiscussion.com. There's a link for the forum. Both of us have Facebook pages, and you can reach me on email via supersquat800@yahoo.com.
There you go. Great show, and great to finally have Wes on the show. I got to tell you that.
Yeah, it's been a treat for me.
I know your dad is so proud. And you know what? I gotta say something, but I'm a little disappointed. So I asked Wes before we started the show. I was telling him what the show was like. I said, well, I'm sure you've heard your dad on the show. He goes, no. Wes, your project, your mission, should you accept it, is to go back and listen to some old shows that your dad has done. The Roundtable Discussions. Good show. Really, really good show.
I'll do my homework. Absolutely.
There you go. All right. Listen, guys, thanks so much for being on the show today. Okay.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Stay tuned. I'm going to come back and wrap the show up. We'll be right back. Wait a minute. I said I was going to come back and wrap the show up. What the heck is that? Hold on a second. There we go. I'm sorry about that.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that were going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. Super. That's S-U-P-E-R. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. I was starving, so you know what I just had? A shaker bottle with 50 grams of Whey Natural USA and 10 grams of Percoba colostrum. What a great meal this is. I try to have a couple of these a day. I got to be honest with you. They're fantastic. I wanted to make an announcement real quick. Many of you know who Aaron Singerman is, and I talked about his launch of his new company yesterday. I'm proud to say that Prime Nutrition is now a sponsor on Superhuman Radio. So you're going to hear a lot more from Aaron Singerman on the show as we move forward. And nothing could make me happier to see Aaron doing so well and rising to the top within the supplement and fitness industry. And he and his lovely bride and their beautiful child, Asher, and his bride, Darielle Singerman. I wish them all the luck with this new venture. And you will be hearing Aaron. Who knows? Maybe we'll do a retro version of Off Topic right here on Superhuman Radio. Anyway, thank you for listening. We got great shows planned tomorrow. Tune in then. We'll see you then.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
I did it.